It's a nice win, but it was a hard win. You know, they pushed in the first period. I thought we probably could have been up 4 or 5, and it didn't happen. And then you get it's kind of a trap game after that, where you think it's going to be a little bit easier than it really is, and they played hard.
Again, you have 11 different guys get into the scoring, just like you had 13 different guys on Friday. And we talk about depth and scoring and all of those things, but that's something that, you know, you've mentioned all along. You got four guys that aren't playing when everybody's healthy like this. Everybody's been pushing, so you must be really pleased to see how this is all coming together right now.
Yeah, you're happy with it. You're happy when guys contribute. But, you know, you got to play 60 minutes, and that's what we're pushing for. There was parts of that game that we didn't like. And, you know, especially when you're trying to close out the game, taking penalties down the stretch, it's stuff you don't do if you're going to be a winning hockey team.
Yeah, for sure. Again, 5 straight wins here for your group, coach. And what's impressed you the most, you think? Is it the shot volume? When you think of these 5 games that you play that you've been successful in, what comes to mind?
Well, it all comes together. The shots are a byproduct of doing other things. You got to do other things well to get to, you know, down in their end. And, you know, when we're moving the puck, getting it through the neutral zone and getting our forecheck going and really cycling the puck, that's when we're effective. And we did it at times tonight, but not consistent.
I think the fans would be interested where, let's forget the wins and losses and everything like that just for a moment. Where are you at now compared to where you need to go to really compete at the highest levels come the playoffs? Where are we at right now with this team?
I don't know exactly where we're at right now, but I know we're a good team. But You have to have those winning habits, and like I said, you know, down the stretcher, we should have closed that game right down, and we didn't play the right way. So we got to learn that.
I was going to ask about Dawson Seitz. He's finally able to find the back of the net, not once but twice here tonight. I know you've mentioned him a lot and what you've liked this game, and it had to be nice to see him get rewarded with a couple goals here tonight.
Yeah, he's a good skater. You know, he showed what he can do offensively. You know, he's fit really nice on that line and in our team, and we expect more of that.
As a coach, you're always looking for practice time, and there have been parts of this season where you haven't had a lot. Well, you had some this week, and the way the schedule breaks down, you have some coming up for the following week. You know, that's sort of working in your favor now until you go on that massive road trip where you do have a lot of time to work on these things in practice. Obviously, that's very important for your team. But what about that upcoming time from a coach's perspective? How important is it?
Oh, it's one of the most important things for a hockey team. You got to go out there, you got to work on your things, and you got to get better. You know, we got 4 guys that aren't playing, you know, every night right now too. And if you don't have good practice time, how are those guys going to get better? So it's the most important thing for a hockey team.
Yeah, well said. Last one for me, Coach. You know, you look ahead here, right? The game just continued to get bigger and better. And I know it's all 2-point games, but they are against BC Division teams that you're really close with. And I feel like we're set up for a pretty exciting stretch run here as we, you know, we're getting closer to closing out the regular season. It's crazy how fast it goes.
Yeah, it's went by really quick. And yeah, you're right. You know, the trade deadline's over. Everyone's got their team now, and everyone's fighting for spots. And, you know, we're going into, you know, we got Kelowna and Kamloops, and those teams are, you know, real, real good teams. And it's going to be a good challenge for us.
And I know, just in conclusion, you know, everything is about your team and everything like that, but how closely are you keeping an eye on Penticton that won again tonight, so you're still 5 behind? How close do you watch that?
Well, I look at the standings every day and look them at night, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess that's pretty cool. I watch all the teams.
Yeah.
Mark Lamb, congrats on 5 straight wins as you look to make it 6 and 7 next weekend. Again, appreciate the time.
Yeah,
thanks.
GM head coach Mark Lamb in our post-game show. Appreciate his time as always. Cougars have won their 5th straight game, 43 shots tonight.
Somebody predicted that, you know.